Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a small business owner who is passionate about your purpose and want to make more money in your business by writing your first or next book? Have you been wanting and waiting to share your message with the world through writing but just can't find the time to get your book done? Introducing the Busy Woman Small Business Owner's Guide to Writing and Selling Her First or Next Book in Just 24 Hours or Less. A new $97 audio course now available at thesocialpreneista.com/ready to write. Go to www.thesocialpreneista.com/ready to write to grab your copy of this phenomenal do-it-yourself audio course that will help you write your first or next book. Go to www.thesocialpreneista.com/ready to write right now to register and get instant download access to this super simple 7-step book writing process, but only if you're super serious about building your business bottom line through writing your first or next book in hours. Visit www.thesocialpreneista.com/ready to write right now. Hello, and welcome to Boss of Me Radio, a business-based talk show full of insightful, inspirational interviews and engaging dialogue with business best girlfriends from across the globe who are change agents, thought leaders, and catalysts in their industries. I'm your host and business coach, Andrisa A.J. Austin, also known as The Social Pranista. I am your super savvy, straightforward, spiritually connected business best girlfriend who understands the business woman's journey. Just know that I have your best interest at heart and your success in mind. Boss of Me Radio is an addition to my business coaching program for women small business owners called I Am the Boss of Me, or I Am the Bomb for short. While creating this program, I had an aha moment where I began to clearly understand that my creator, the great I Am, God, is truly the boss of me, both in and out of my business. And I am so excited to share such inspirational tips, tools, and tidbits of helpful business advice through Boss of Me Radio, which is a 30-minute conversation-style interview that airs live, on air, online, and by phone every second and fourth Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with a few online bonus episodes in between at www.blogtalkradio.com/bossofme. While you're there, be sure to click on the follow button to follow the show and be the first to know about upcoming show episodes and information updates. Now, I'd like to start off our show by telling you guys how I have been the bomb in my business lately, and I invite you to tweet and tag me at socialpreneista using hashtag bossofmeradio. Post on our Facebook event page, which you can find by typing in Boss of Me Radio in the Facebook search toolbar, and let me know how you have been the bomb in your business lately, too. Well, my Boss of Me moment is I am celebrating 10 years in business this month, and as you may know, I am sharing my journey as a woman in business on my personal Facebook fan page and my personal page. And I recently shared part of my story and how I got here by saying something along the lines of, some things you just have to go through. For example, years ago, I had to go through getting evicted and then a separation and eventually a divorce, which then led me to living with a friend who knew of my passion to work with girls. Then she introduced me to Dove, the beauty company, who trained me for free to go out and facilitate workshops for mothers and daughters in my community, and that led to the birth of one of my companies, Journey Girl LLC, which also led to The Social Pranista, where I now get to walk through the same transformational process with women around the world as they go through where I have come from, as I empower them to elevate their thinking and bring their vision to fruition. So, as always, I am patting myself on the back for all of the great work this week and for the last 10 years, and you guys should do the same. Be sure to post and let me know your recent bomb news, too. Now, let's get the conversation going with today's guest co-host and business best girlfriend, Ms. Ty Goodwin, who will be chatting with us about her journey as a modern-day true businesswoman, her struggles, her vision, and her driving force for what she does as a professional. I am so looking forward to this conversation. Less hype, more help. That's the mantra of business strategist and award-winning instructional designer Ty Goodwin. Her specialty, helping consultants, authors, coaches, and speakers make more money with their message. An engaging, results-driven coach and speaker, clients and audiences appreciate her creative approaches to marketing and monetization, as well as her practical tips for implementation. Recognized as a Small Business Influencer Top 100 Champion by Small Biz Trends, Ty writes for the Huffington Post and has been featured in Forbes.com, Money, and Career Magazine. In 2014, her Brilliant Business Girlfriends podcast was named as one of the top 100 business podcasts by Small Biz Trends. Visit TaiGoodwin.com, that's TaiGoodwin.com, to learn more about how you can work with her and how she can help you make more money with your message. Hi, Ty.
Hi, AJ. I am so excited to have this conversation. I have been looking forward to it all day.
Oh, my goodness. Same here. Welcome to Boston Me Radio, and thank you so much for being our business best girlfriend and special co-host today.
Well, thank you. I'm so looking forward.
Awesome. Well, I want to get our conversation started off by asking you, how have you been the bomb in your business lately?
Wow, I love that question. I love Bob as the boss of me. That is so cool. You know, the way I felt the most that I've been the bomb in my business lately is I've reengaged by teaching. I'm a former teacher, instructional designer, and last week I taught at one of the local co-working centers, and I taught about how to be better with social media, go from overwhelmed to outstanding with social media. And I absolutely love being in front of the classroom. I had a fantastic time, and the response that I got back from the audience was just fantastic. So I absolutely loved it, and I was the bomb in my business.
Awesome. I love it, and I love all things co-work space. So I know you had a great audience and a great time as well as a great response. And as you mentioned, re-engaging by teaching. It's like once you get used to that teaching and sharing and training and facilitating, as I know you know as an instructional designer, it's just that invigoration that you get from sharing that knowledge and having people have their own aha moments, right?
Absolutely. And what's so interesting about that is I'm actually an introvert, or I guess people would call me an ambivert, but I'm more introverted than extrovert. But when I'm teaching, I love it so much, and I'm so excited by what I'm able to communicate to the audience that people will say, are you really an introvert? And I have to say absolutely yes, because if you gave me the choice of going to a party or being at home with a book, I would have to say I would choose the book.
Oh, my goodness. We have so much in common. I'm sitting here staring at about 150 books on my shelf right now that I just keep telling myself, I'm going to read it. So we have a lot in common, and I love it. So as you may know, Boston Me Radio has changed its format and the flow just a little bit to focus more on the businesswoman's journey. And as we share in conversations with our guest business best girlfriends, I'm going to be asking you a series of questions about your own personal and professional journey to and through entrepreneurship, along with what you've learned, as your answer to these questions will definitely help empower other established or aspiring women small business owners who may currently be where you were. And, of course, something that you say or share might just help them get unstuck and move forward in their own life and business. So are you ready to share?
I am ready to share.
Awesome. Well, let's start with the first question. What common struggles have you found from women in business?
Oh, what a great question. You know, the common struggles that I've seen in a lot of the women that I've worked with in the coaching work that I do and in the workshops that I do, the number one thing, AJ, has to be confidence. I see so many women who are brilliant. They have great ideas. They have passion. They are connected to their purpose, but they lack the confidence to really step out into the world as they really are. They're trying to mimic someone else, or they're trying to do what they saw someone else do. But when we're called to serve as entrepreneurs, I really do believe we are called to express that as uniquely as we have been given, and not just follow in the footsteps of other people. And a lot of times it goes back to not having the confidence to own our story, own our brilliance, and just step out and show up as we are called to be, as we've been called to do.
awesome, and I love that point. It's typical. I see this a lot working with women small business owners as well. Like you said, they're connected to that passion, to that purpose, but they don't have that confidence to own what you call in your one of your Facebook groups. I love it. I'm a part of the Facebook group. Is it Brilliant Girlfriends? What is it?
Brilliant Business Girlfriends.
Brilliant Business Girl, and I love it. Brilliant Business Girlfriends is Ty's Facebook group. You guys look it up. She has phenomenal posts, awesome engagement. She'll tag you and ask questions. They're very warm and welcoming when you join the group. But like you mentioned, you know, these are women that we're connected to who are passionate and they know their purpose, but they might not have that confidence to own it. And as you mentioned, they're duplicating themselves, or as we like to say, they're called Me Too, meaning, mm-hmm. Oh, she's a coach, Me Too. Oh, she works with women entrepreneurs. Me too. And so they're copying that process instead of being authentic. So I like your answer to that question. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Well, great question. And, you know, there's one more, and we're going to talk about this, I think, a little bit later in our conversation, but I want to whet the appetite for this now. Another common struggle is that women don't think big enough. We tend to think very small when it comes to starting and launching a business. And I've got a pet peeve with that, but I'm also doing something about it.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. So how do you feel that your business has made a difference in the lives of some of these women entrepreneurs?
One of the best things in my business is getting an email from one of my clients saying, oh, my gosh, I just had a breakthrough, or, oh, my goodness, I can finally see it now. Because what I do in coaching and the assignments that I give them, it's all about helping them shift. And I help them shift into their purpose, or shift from being bright to brilliant and all the way to bankable is part of another line that I say. And in seeing them make that shift to where they can finally see that they can step out into something different, that they have everything they need, that they don't need to take one more class, they don't need to get one more certification, they don't need to have one more person redesign their website, but they are enough as they are that they can start their journey and they can be, as you call it, the bomb in their business, or as I like to say, they can be brilliant and bankable.
Yes, and so I love how you're helping us own it. Thinking bigger, no more small thinking, having those aha moments and those breakthroughs. And I love being bright, brilliant, and bankable, and just knowing that you are enough. So with that, what is your big vision for your business?
Well, it's interesting. My big vision is really connected to two of the things I just mentioned. One, women thinking too small about their business, and then two, really making a shift to do something different, shift to standing in your own power and your expertise. So I put a question out on the Brilliant Business Girlfriends group a few weeks ago, and I asked the women in the group, how do you feel about growing your business? And I was so surprised and shocked that so many of the women in the group said that they would prefer to stay as a solo business. They don't want to become any bigger than just the one person's, you know, shop that they are. And I'm like, man, okay, I got to do something about that, because I don't think that's how everybody has to be. I know there are some people that are called to be, you know, solopreneurs and that's it, but I think there are a lot more of us called to build bigger businesses, and we don't do it because we are afraid and we don't have the confidence.
I love your answer to that. Go ahead.
Well, so the big vision for my business is that I am going to be shifting into a bigger consulting firm. So I'm not just going to be a one-person consulting and coaching group or shop. I'm actually going to build a firm that has employees. So I will be managing a payroll, which is another thing that scares women sometimes. But I really see, if I want more women to think bigger, I have to think bigger and go bigger in my own vision.
Right. I like that. And I like how you're putting yourself out there as a leader and setting the standard and letting everyone know that it's okay to stand in that power, do something different, shift that mindset. And some people might choose to stay small, but it's also okay to build bigger. So with that, what's the driving force behind all that you do in your life and in your business?
I always have a vision that if I could have and see women who were fully connected to their purpose and working out their passion and practicing prosperity what would the world be like? And I just imagine all the homes, the schools, the lives that would be changed if more women were living on purpose, working their passion, and practicing prosperity. And that drives me to form groups like Brilliant Business Girlfriends. It drives me to have a bigger vision about what I want to see for my business, and it also drives me to write the books. My book just came out at the end of last year, Girlfriend, It's Your Time. And that's all driven by that desire to see women just step out, step up, and own their unique brilliance.
And so what got you involved in this industry?
Well, when I first started out in my career, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. And this is not as a business owner, but in my very own career, you know, I grew up in a house where I was the first college graduate. And I didn't have a lot of experience with building a network and knowing how to connect to people. And when I got out in the world of work, I was clueless as to really how to build a career. And I thought, man, if there were more women that really understood how to build networks and how to build a successful career and then how to create a lifestyle based on their purpose and their passion, the world would be a totally different place, not just for me, but for my daughter, you know, and for our children. And so that's what really got me involved in the whole coaching and training is how can I take what I know and what I've learned and now open the door for someone else?
Right. And so I love it that you are encouraging other women, small business owners, to connect with their purpose. And you have all these cute little sayings, practice prosperity, working your passion. I just love that. And so I could tell you're very, very passionate. And I like how you stepped out on faith. You did it anyway. You built it anyway. But with that, what is one of the frequent hurdles that you deal with and that you find common in getting over in your industry?
Wow. I'm going to be very transparent, and I will say that one of the frequent hurdles is having too many ideas. And I did say having too many ideas. You know, there used to be a show called In Living Color. I don't know. Do you remember that show, AJ?
Yes, I do. I loved it.
And, okay, now don't laugh at my Jamaican accent, but remember they used to have the Jamaicans on there? How many jobs have you got? I got four jobs on. I got 8 jobs, man. That guy's no good. He only got one job, right?
I love it. Love it, love it.
And I think a lot of us, and this is a common problem I see, is that we think we have to have 4 or 5 different ways to make money outside of having one business focus. Now, I'm not talking about having multiple streams of income, right? If you're a speaker and you also sell products and you also coach, those multiple streams make sense. But I see a lot of women who are dipping and dabbing into so many different piles, and they're making a little bit of money in each pile. And that might be okay for some people. You know, I don't knock the hustle of anybody who wants to go about it that way. But here's my challenge to you. If you could take all of those piles that you're trying to build little businesses in and put them into one arena and have a bigger impact, have bigger income, and have more influence, what would that be worth to you and the people you've been called to serve?
Yes, and we have so much in common because that's a pet peeve of mine. We also share a similar tagline. It's like, let's get it all in one pool, like you said. Stop trying to live in color or be a part of In Living Color cast. Put it in one pot and go ahead and make that money. And so that goes to our next question with that one tip that you can share. You just gave us a really, really good tip. What's one tip that you can share with newbies who might be trying to get into your industry?
I want them to really understand how business works. A lot of times women go into these solopreneur businesses and we stay there because that's what we know how to manage or that's all we think we can manage. If we would take the time to learn how to put the pieces together so that we could have a bigger business and practice patience, I think we'd have more impact. We'd have more power in our communities. We'd have the ability to hire more people from our communities into our businesses instead of just saying I'm a solo one-person shop and I can barely afford to pay myself.
I like that. And so with that said, what is one type of client that you would really like to work with?
Right now, the women that I'm working with, they've got a big vision. You know, they've got a big vision, but they're stuck because they don't know how to put it in action. They don't have a strategy for. Now, these are women who are not just what I call disciplined wishers, meaning that they wish every morning when they get up that they could be their own boss or that they could do this really cool project, but they never actually do it. These are women that are willing to invest their money, their time, their resources, and really turning their vision into a reality. And I love working with them and helping them figure out how can they monetize it. You've got a message, you're a teacher, you're a coach, you're a speaker. How can you now take this and package it and productize it so that you can do my favorite three things, AJ, reach more people because you don't have to do one-on-one consultations all the time. You can change more lives because you're reaching more people. And when you have a product or program that can go beyond just you doing one-on-one services, you are actually setting yourself up to make more money.
I like that. So being able to practice patience, I love how you put that, practicing patience and having more power, a greater impact. But not only that, starting with a strategy so that you can go from wishing to actually implementing and stop trying to be the boss of you, but actually walking into that. And so with that said, where do you see your industry going or growing in the next 5 to 10 years?
That's another great question. So I've been teaching online since 1999. I did it back in my corporate job. I was conducting online virtual classes with sales teams all over the country. And I've been doing it since 1999. And it's so funny to see the world just getting caught up on online learning. So, for example, Oprah now has online courses. In fact, she's releasing one now with Arianna Huffington, who's one of my favorite peeps, not just because I get to write for her online site, but I think she has a lot of wisdom and a lot of great stories to tell. But Oprah is now, you know, creating these online courses. It looks like she's doing one every quarter. So I see more people in my industry, you know, the small business information products, information marketing area, learning how to use online technology beyond just ebooks and what we call digital courses and digital products, but really learning how to create online learning experiences that they can use to reach more people, change more lives, and of course, grow their wealth.
I love that. And so with that said, how are you or how will you leave a legacy? You mentioned your daughter. So what is the way that you'll use this, what you're doing right now, to leave a legacy for not only her but future generations with the work you do today?
I think the best way that I'm leaving a legacy for my daughter and for future generations is by living what I believe and showing her that, you know, the road to building your career or creating your professional life doesn't have to look like just one thing. It doesn't mean you have to always have a job. It doesn't mean you always have to have a business, but you are allowed to explore wherever your purpose takes you, wherever your passions take you. You are allowed to explore, and you are allowed to ask the questions, what's next for me, and how can I get there?
Wow. So you've been teaching since I've been fresh out of high school. We won't say how old I am, but I'm very wise, with the virtual conferences, and you mentioned sales and doing online learning and how the world is just now catching up. So you are ahead. But one thing you said that really stuck out is to live what you believe. That is powerful, and to continue to explore your purpose. So I want to encourage all of our Boston Me Radio listeners, be sure to go back and listen to the replay of this show. Get your journal to get the notes, to get the nuggets, the information that has been shared on this call today, because it's worth going to and listening several times over. So, Ty, we have about 1 minute left in the interview before we wrap up our conversation, but please tell our Boston Me Radio listeners how they can connect with you.
Well, thank you for that opportunity, AJ. You can find me at tygoodwin.com, T as in Tom, A-I, goodwin.com. That is my main website where I help you unleash your brilliance. And there I've got a newsletter you can sign up for. I've got lots of articles. I'm doing the Monday morning pep talks again. And you can also find a copy of my book, Girlfriend, It's Your Time. And it's about reclaiming your brilliance so you can step into your purpose.
So the goal of Boston Me Radio and all things the socialpreneurista.com is to help women small business owners increase their impact, their influence, and their income by building a better business and a bigger bottom line. So to help us stay true to our mission, Todd, please share just one quick and final tip, one tool, one tidbit of advice that you want to leave us with.
The tidbit of advice I will say is this. Refuse to be defined by other people's expectations. I want your audience to know that they can be a trailblazer and they can blaze their own path, because there are people that can't step into their purpose until your audience steps into theirs.
Wow. Whew. Okay, so I'm taking notes and I'm writing it down, and I can't wait to quote this along with sharing the replay of today's show. Ty, thank you so much for being our special guest co-host and business best girlfriend on Boss of Me Radio today. This has been an enlightening conversation on helping us understand what's within our reach to help us move forward and be the bomb in our business.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation, and I look forward to connecting more with you and all of your listeners.
Awesome. Well, ladies, I am so grateful to you for taking the time to tune in as I serve as the voice for positively impacting the lives of women business leaders worldwide and leaving a legacy that paves the way for future generations of women business leaders to come. Boss of Me Radio is designed for women small business owners who are seeking to grow their business and create more income while doing so. The information that I and the guests, business best girlfriends, and special guests share is to show how you can get one step closer on your journey to success by providing you with helpful tips, tools, and tidbits of advice that works when you put action behind them. You can start taking action in your business right now by reaching out to our guests and by visiting thesocialpreneista.com to sign up for the email list and receive additional business advice for taking your business and your life to the next level. You can also connect and leave comments for our guests by clicking on the Boss of Me Radio tab at thesocialpreneista.com. And while you're there, click the link to browse the archives of our phenomenal past shows and awesome guests giving great business advice, and get some really good tips like those shared on today's call on various topics that will help you grow your business. Share this show and the replays with your best business buddies. And I invite each of you to be back here with us on next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another phenomenal episode of Boss of Me Radio with a very special business best girlfriend and her unique topic to help you boost your business bottom line. I look forward to connecting with you ladies online. And until next time, ladies, remember, you are the bomb in your business and in your life. God bless you. Good night.